Welcome back to the TravSess Podcast. We are your hosts, Kim and Aaron. We are healthcare travelers and the creators of TravSess. And it is Tuesday, so it is time for another traveler quick tip, and we got a good one for you. The topic we're going to be discussing is, if you back out of a contract, will you be blacklisted? Okay, so this is a really good topic. Just real quick, first off, on Sunday, we just launched Peru Amazon.
The Amazon's
in Peru, but it's the Inca Trail Amazon TravSess trip. We are so excited. I'm saying that it's completely sold out already. So if you're hearing this now and you didn't sign up, sorry, we'll have one next year. But go check out our trips on imtravsess.com. If we do have spots available,
email us.
Go on, watch the launch party, and come to Inca Trail Peru with us, or Amazon with us.
I was just going to say, yeah, you actually don't even need to email us because we're super fancy now. So you can literally just go over to our website, imtravsess.com, and go to the adventure trip page, click on Peru, and you can read all the details. There's a trip itinerary, there's the price, there's the dates, there's everything that you possibly could need. And if there are still spots left, then you'll be able to put down a deposit and take a spot.
And the only thing that I will add to that is bookmark imtravsess.com. Because now that we just put Peru on there, all of our trips will be going up as they are being ready. And so there'll be more trips going up on that website here very, 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 very soon.
Woo, woo, boop, 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 boop. Oaxaca and EBC, Everest Base Camp, are going up this week. So,
but you have to come to Peru.
Oh, yeah. But, like, only come
don't look at those. Just come to Peru.
Yeah.
That's what we're focusing on. Yeah. Just come to Peru. Just if it's sold out, then
you could go to Oaxaca.
Then email us and we'll talk.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to Oaxaca.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. So this is a good topic. Let me set the tone, the context behind it. So we're talking about, what if you sign a contract and you sign a contract, you're excited about this new job, and for whatever reason, something happens and you have to say, and you haven't started yet, let's say.
That's what I was going
to. Yeah, you haven't started the job yet. You're not currently working. You've just signed it. Your intention is to go work it. You've said you're going to do it. But then something happens and you have to back out and you have to tell your recruiter, like, just kidding, I'm actually not going to be able to do that. So we're going to talk about what that scenario looks like and really what you need to know, because unfortunately things happen in life, things come up, and you don't want that to become something that you do in a habit, but things come up where sometimes you do have to change course and redirect, and we've had to do it ourselves. And so we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, totally. And I think I just want to kind of start this with, like, we teach from our own experience. So you can kind of take what we're saying, but this is how it's, like, come across in our lives. I do feel that there are different scenarios for everybody, unfortunately, but we can just give you kind of our thought process on this and kind of what we've done to navigate through this and the repercussions that we had.
Yeah. So first thing I'm going to say is that this is something you don't want to do. You don't want to back out of a contract. You don't want to back out of a contract before or even during. It's just something you really don't want to do unless it is dire, it is, like, necessary.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is because once you accept a job, right, and sign a contract, then the hospital is like, cool, like, they've stopped looking. Now your company is doing all the things on the back end with credentialing to get you ready to go. And there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes, right? And so now you've said you're taking it. Everyone thinks that the job's done, the recruiter's done, they're not submitting anybody else. And then you say, just kidding, you back out, and now everyone has to backpedal. So it's something you really don't want to do. And a lot of companies, recruiters will actually, what they call, like, blacklist a traveler, meaning that they'll, like, put them on a list where they're like, they're not to be trusted, essentially. We won't work with them anymore.
I think to go immediately into a blacklist is kind of a dramatic thing for any company to do. Especially if it's your first time. I think to be honest with you, it does go as a ding in your record, but to go straight on the blacklist, I think that's more of a threatening type of thing, in my opinion.
Something that inspired this topic was somebody, a traveler had reached out that we were talking, and he was going through this, and he had been a traveler before, stopped traveling for a while, came back to traveling, was said he was going to do this contract, something happened, he can't go anymore. And so he told his recruiter why he had a good reason. He's like, I'm sorry, but this happened. I can't go. And the recruiter said, I'm adding you to the blacklist. We will no longer work with you anymore.
Right. And I think that's extremely dramatic from that recruiter's point of view. And I think it's like taking the history of it, right? Of that traveler and things like that. Like, unless there's more to the story, right? Like, but I would feel that that recruiter was being over dramatic and threatening. And that's, and in that case, I'd be like, okay, bye, see you later, because there's multiple companies out there that I can work with. Now, granted, the recruiter world is very small as well, and they do talk as well. And I've heard a lot of times, even when new travelers sign up, they send out a blast and say, is this traveler on anybody's blacklist? Mm-hmm. So again, like basically like getting it out really quick, because these are traveler quick tips. Just saying, like when Kim said, don't back out of contracts. I think it's just basically thinking, don't do something that you're not prepared to handle the repercussions of, right? Like if you're going to do something, be okay with what could happen, because once you make your decision, it's not, you can't control how other people are going to react. You just have to control how you feel about the outcome, because you can piss and moan and start and throw things and be crazy and go and blast people on social, but that only looks worse on you. And so just being able to sit with it and say, if this happens, am I okay with this outcome? And if the answer is still yes, then you're making the right decision for yourself.
And I think you have to weigh out your reasons. And like I said, there's things that happen. So we've had a back out of a contract before. What was this? I know the California one. What was the other one?
Emory. I just did it.
Oh, right.
I just did it. That's right. Just literally 3 months ago.
Wow. That's right. Okay. So we've done that twice. We've been traveling for 12 years. Now, I will say that those two times were with the same...
Three times.
What was the third time?
You.
Oh, yeah. When I left early.
But it was mutual. But it was
Yeah.
It was still... a big deal.
So we actually did a whole episode about when I left a contract early. So you can go back and listen to that to get like the full spiel.
Oh, good. We'll keep this one as a before you sign.
Yeah. So this is like before you sign. If you want to hear what happened during and my whole experience, there's, I don't know what episode number it is, but it says like, I left my contract early, whatever. This is what happened. Canceled my contract early. But so those two times that you said you were going to take a contract and you didn't. Now, that happened to be with one of the recruiters that we've worked with for 12 years, right? So we have a solid relationship with them. And that does make a difference, okay? It does. It just, you know, they know you. They knew what kind of travelers you were, like we were, like that, you know, we do what we say we're going to do. We have integrity. Like, we're good travelers. Like, we've never had any issues.
Facilities love us.
Yeah, facilities love us. We get good reviews. So that helped a lot where, you know, if you're working with your first time with one recruiter, they don't know you from Adam, right? They're working with other travelers and you're a traveler that they just started working with and now you're canceling a contract. They're going to be like, F off. Like, no. Yeah. So that does matter. Your relationships do matter. Our recruiter was not happy, but they were understanding because we explained why. It wasn't just like, oh, I don't want to go anymore. Like, it wasn't just a flippant decision. We put a lot of thought into it. We weighed out all of our options and we realized this just isn't going to work. And so we were able to explain the reason why. And because we had a relationship, they weren't happy, but they understood.
No, and I mean, and on top of that, I had put in for a contract, but we had also been talking to our original facilities back in Jacksonville, and Kim and I really wanted to go back to our hometown and kind of work PRN and kind of see how that felt being back home for a while. We had been traveling for 4 years at this point, even longer than that actually, because I went 3 years at Stanford Children's, but basically like we had been gone a long time and kind of wanted to like feel that out. And they created two positions for us, but that didn't come through until the day after I took an interview. So I couldn't put all my eggs in one basket. So we really wanted to take that job back home. I didn't want to go to California. Plus, the facility sounded great, but then like the housing and everything just started falling through. And so I explained all of that. And he said, like, if I didn't know you, it's still going to be a ding in your record. But if I didn't know you guys, like, it's not going to be that, you know, detrimental to your careers. Like, we'll still work with you. Everything's fine. But you just need to know
that it's a big deal.
That it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I even wrote the manager a personal email, explained everything. She was okay with it, obviously. I mean, you know, she was professional.
Yeah.
But understood. And I even said, I cleared it up with the facility. I apologized. It's no ding on your company or whatever. It was just a personal decision that I had to make for myself. And they still said that, you know, I still got scolded.
Yeah. So I think to round this out, and what you want to think about is just, if you are going to back out of a contract, have a really good reason. Like, be a traveler who has integrity. Like, 100%. You want to always be a traveler who has integrity. You want to be a human who has integrity, right? For yourself. Like, if you say you're going to do something, you want to do it. And, like, you know, saying, oh, there's a better job that came around, more money or something, like, that's going to come around and bite you in the ass. Like, never operate from that sort of way of being and living and working with people in relationships. That's just hands down my opinion. But if there is something that really is a big deal and you've waited out and it's just, you feel like this is the way you have to go, life happens, shit happens. And at the end of the day, you need to make sure that you're taking care of yourself or your family or whatever that is. And so having the conversation with your recruiter, don't just send an email like, sorry, I'm out. Like, sit, have a conversation, you know, over the phone, explaining what's going on and apologizing. I know this is an issue, but this is where I'm coming from. And I'm really sorry, you know, I have to make this decision for myself. And if that's something you have to do, then you're going to figure it out and you'll talk it out, and whatever the consequences are, they are. But if it's not something that's really a big deal to you and you're just being flippant about it, then I would say just don't do it. Especially if you want to have a longer career in traveling, I just don't think it's something that's worth it unless it's really important to you that you cannot take this contract.
Well, and I will say too, just knowing from talking to a lot of recruiters who have now become, you know, friends of ours, they've grown overly sensitive, especially after COVID times, because so many people were taking contracts and then just leaving that contract because of like conditions, or they found a contract making 10 G's a week. And so they were just like, screw you, I'm out. I'm leaving that facility high and dry, that company high and dry, and basically taking a contract just because it's more money. Mm-hmm. And so that was happening a lot. And then, you know, the travel companies needed travelers because there were so many jobs open during that time that they just kind of let it slide. And I think, you know, personally, they've grown a lot more sensitive to people backing out of contracts.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's it. I think just, like we said, take everything we said, evaluate your situation, know that there's consequences with anything you do, right? There's always, and you have to weigh that out and see what your evaluate your relationship with your recruiter, evaluate the situation. Is it really dire that you do not take this contract? Have a real, honest, adult conversation with your recruiter about why you have to do this. You know, email the facility, apologize, and go from there.
Well, and also be okay with what could come after.
Yeah.
Right? And again, if you're okay with those things, that possibly never working for that company again and or never being able to go back to that facility again, like if your situation in life outweighs those things, then yeah, like,
you gotta, at the end of the day, I always say, handle it right, handle it with integrity, handle it like an adult and be respectful and clear. But also at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for you, period, end of story. You just do. And there's situations that come up that cause us to make these kinds of decisions. And you just got to do what's best for you, but handle it in a way that is not going to come around and bite you in the ass, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool.
Another quick trip in the books.
Quick trip in the butt.
Quick tip in the butt. Okay. Again, just, here we go. That's how we end every podcast. Just something random. All right. We will see you next week. Come join us on Thursday. We are talking about our first year of travel and all the things we learned from that year. It's a great episode, so make sure you tune in on Thursday, and we will see you guys either in Peru or next week.
Bye.